From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Monday, 8 a.m., the scheduled opening of the California Bureau of Cannabis Control's temporary office in Eureka. That operation will let people apply for cannabis business licenses and pay fees. It will be at the Humboldt County Superior Courthouse, the office serving as a temporary location until the Bureau's permanent office opens up later this year. People wanting to apply for licenses, pay their fees, or ask questions of staff in person can do so there. Fees for Department of Food and Agriculture and Department of Public Health licensees will also be accepted by appointment at the location. Find out more by contacting 833-287-8171. August 6th, the trial date set for a Hooper resident, 28-year-old Gerald Sotolongo, charged in the 2016 stabbing death of Roger Yale at a Hooper gas station. Sotolongo remains behind bars but has pleaded not guilty to homicide and denied a special allegation for the use of a deadly weapon, in this case a knife. A trial confirmation hearing is scheduled for July 30th. Sotolongo's bail is $1 million. Representative Jared Hoffman, among lawmakers, reintroducing the Stop Postal Closures Act, bipartisan legislation to end closure and consolidations of mail processing facilities. In 2012, the USPS began closing or consolidating mail processing plants across the country, including facilities in Eureka. Mail processing plants are the central sorting hubs, and their elimination can mean that mail has to travel further before delivery. Said Huffman, "We must ensure USPS is delivering for the American people, especially our seniors, veterans, and rural communities who rely heavily on dependable deliveries from the Postal Service." You can celebrate Independence Day a little early in Fortuna, July 3rd in Newburgh Park. The Fortuna Fireworks Festival is free to attend. Fireworks start at dark. Parking is available on Ronerville Road just past Newburgh Park in the McLean Field. The Fireworks Festival is requesting a $5 donation to help with the cost of fireworks, but no one will be turned away if they choose not to donate. There will be no general parking in the Newburgh parking lot. You're encouraged to bring your own chairs or blanket or sit in the bleachers. Kids wanting to enjoy the entertainment have to be accompanied by an adult and have a parent or guardian sign a liability waiver in exchange for a $5 wristband that allows unlimited activities between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. Saturday, it's the Arcata Fairy Festival and Twilight Ball. Activities, crafts, ice cream, dancing, music, storytelling, and photo areas. The new Arcata Main Street event is a benefit for Casa of Humboldt. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.